the Z, the Oz, that's me, Brooklyn, Brownsville, Urban View, y'all know what we do, the perspective, today's topic, DMX, straight from the gut, no diggity, no doubt, got the interviews, click, flip, just for you. And when we're through, I'm sure you'll have your view. So let's drop it, chop it. Never, ever, ever gonna stop it. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. Once again, it's the O, the Z, the Oz. That's me, Brooklyn, Brownsville, Urban View. Y'all know what we do, the perspectives. Today's topic, the D, the M, the X. Y'all know. Straight from the gut, Mos Def, DMX. For those of you who are not familiar, a very prolific, revolutionary rapper in the game that has met his demise. He died a few years back, but he made such an impact on the game, the industry, and rap. You know, from upstate New York, you know, hey, getting it, yo. Getting it, man. You know what I'm saying? He up there way, way past the 2 train, man, you know, and respect, man. NYC all day, baby, you know what I'm saying? Money earning Mount Vernon, you know, and so other prolific rappers from up there, Heavy D, yo, psh, the overweight lover in the house, no doubt, no diggity. But let me tell you something, man, DMX, woo, I believe he's one of my favorites, man, because he come straight from the gut. Just like the title says, man. No diggity, no doubt. DMX, man, he put the work in and he worked it out, man. Believe that. You know, a lot of people in the industry were, some people, foes of his, they weren't too fond of him, you know, especially like a lot of industry execs and stuff like that because, you know, sometimes when you get in the game, they try to tailor you to be a certain kind of way. And somebody like DMX, he's got to be free flow, man. You got to let him go, man, because he know. You know what I'm saying? That's the sound of the streets, man. That's the heartbeat, man. You can't stop that, man. You can't stop that. You got to let it go. When you try to kill that rhythmic beat, you kill everything, man. You know? You take away the street. You know, and the streets is where hip-hop starts. You know, let's keep it 500, yo. Fuck 100, 200, 300, 500. Hip hop, rap, the streets. That's right. No, more broadly known. Let's go to the Mecca, New York City and beyond. You know, that's where it starts. Some people say the Boogie Down Bronx. Some people say from Brooklyn. You know, what's up? Uptown Harlem, you know, whatever. You know, hey, Queens. We all got it. We all hitting it, man. No doubt. So, you know, I ran across this interview that he did with this English cat, man. Let me tell you something, man. Yo, this is classic DMX, man. Represent, man. NYC, man. Straight from the gut. The streets, man, you know. And I love that, man, because, you know, DMX, he never changed. He always kept his game the same, man. And it was fruitful. And it was live, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit was always hot. Now tell me one track that you heard from DMX. Be real with it. That was bullshit. He was always straight from the gut with it, man. You know why? You know why? Because he always came from the hood with it, man. I don't know. People hate all they want. But like it says, you know, when you ask where the hood at, you know where it was. It was DMX all day, baby. And he didn't try to falter from it, not one bit, man. So with that being said, I'm gonna let him blow and let you see what he know.
Up in the UK chilling with my man DMX. What's up, dog?
I'm good, man. You know, just got off the radio. and you know, did that motherfucking thing.
Yeah, man, handling your business. Good to see you, man, because you're straight family, dog. Come on, let's not front about this. Do you know what I mean? We go back many years, man.
Exactly. It's been a few years since I've been here. It's just like I seen you like 2 weeks ago, you know what I mean?
Exactly, man.
It never changes, man. That's why I like fucking with real people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
When you're with real people, you ain't gotta worry about shit changing. You ain't gotta worry about niggas acting funny next time you see him or no extra shit. It's always gonna be the same thing every time you see me. You know what I'm saying? And vice versa.
Good people, man. You know what I mean? What I respect about you is you keep your passion, man. You keep your emotion, you know?
Well, I mean, shit, at this stage in the game, that's pretty much all I got.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's gonna get me where I need to be. You know how I feel about it. But I feel strongly about this shit, man. I ain't gonna let a motherfucker take it from me.
Yeah, man.
You mean?
Yeah, man. You're out there fighting, man, just representing the struggle.
Yep. I mean, I got a following. I got real people that recognize. So I'm good. You know what I'm saying? So all that, you know, in the presence of the truth, the bullshit disappears.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I mean, cats, you've got a mad fan base. Cats always come out and support. Cats love you like your music influences them. They get through their lives listening to your music.
Exactly. So many people come to me and say, yo, you know, this one song got me through this rough time, or, you know, remember that family was, you know, listen to a certain song when he died, and every time they hear that song, it reminds them. It's like, yo, I touch people. Mm. All that, you know, pull your titties out, shake your ass, and drive a car with big rims. That's some ignorant shit, yo. It ain't saying nothing wrong with having that. But that's not what rap is about. Rap is about life, yo. You know what I mean? And everybody don't got that life. You want to talk about bling bling and do this, and motherfuckers ain't got bling bling. You know what I'm saying? Niggas up in Sing Sing. But anyway, that don't know, that's a motherfucking prison in New York. You know what I mean?
Now, In the Hood is a video, man, was the craziest video I've ever seen, man. With the cats, like, on the bikes,
yeah.
Like the dudes with the scars.
Oh, they didn't even show the second day of the video. The second day of the video, we got chased by the police and everything.
No.
It was reckless. We tore Harlem up. We was all through Harlem. And I was in that same yellow dune buggy. I came in. Yo, I was tearing the streets up in that motherfucker. Yo, we got chased and everything. Official shit. It's gonna be on the motherfucking the Bloodline DVD that's coming with the mixtape. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna give you all the DVD and the mixtape to show you how we coming. You know what I'm saying? We coming like this here. Take this. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
official
man.
Shit.
I mean, some cats have some scars, man. Some cats have some wounds, man. We should look at these right heel right.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, that's the hood. You can't always go to the hospital when you get shot, you know what I mean? You fuck right in, I'm going right to jail from the hospital. So, you know, you pretty much got to go home. And your mom, what can you do for this? Boy, sit your ass down. I told you about getting shot, you know what I mean? It's real like that, though.
You know? You kept it real like that, man.
Yeah.
You represent Yonkers to the end.
Y.O., man. Home of the fucking brave, man. I mean, that's where I'm from. That's what I rep. I mean, New York is New York, and niggas shout out, you know, all these other places. I rep Y.O., lo. You know what I mean? There's real niggas everywhere, man. And any real nigga know that.
Yeah.
So whoever don't know that, I'm not talking to you. You mean?
Holla.
That's the fuck I'm talking about.
The craziest dog of them all, man. I mean, you've really been putting it on forever, man.
Oh, come on, man. I'm gonna put the R on top of the R.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly, man.
You know, that's the double R. You know?
Tell us about Rough Riders. What does Rough Riders mean? Come on, man.
Rough Riders, double R. You know what I mean? We ride rough. You know what I'm saying? We ain't just no rap label or group of niggas that put together some MCs and shit. You know what I'm saying? We real niggas from the streets doing real things. Fuck around and you won't get found, trust me. You know what I mean? It's straight like that. But you know what I'm saying? We're a group of brothers that no longer want to be or do the things that we had to do to get money. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, shit, niggas with talent, let's do this. And we did it. You know what I'm saying? But we are street niggas.
No doubt. And you represent the dude from the street.
Yeah.
Straight up street cat.
I am the hood. I am the street. Bitch ass nigga.
Now, you got issues with the industry. What's going down with the industry, dog?
The industry is full of a bunch of dick-sucking, dick-riding, bending-over-the-desk-ass niggas, straight up like that. Whoever don't like it, bring it, nigga. Bring it. I don't give a fuck. Bring it. Bring it, bitch. DFL, lo. Now we get down, nigga. Fuck, man. Niggas know. They don't fuck with me. Niggas talk all that shit they want to. I'm good. Nigga ain't even got within 2 feet with a knife, nigga. You can't be serious. Nigga ain't even tried to. Fuck out of here, man. Niggas know y'all fucking with. It's bigger than rap, bitch. Bigger than rap, nigga. And you know who the fuck I'm talking to, nigga. You only alive because of me, motherfucker. You only alive because of me, you fucking. Yeah, remember Chicago. That's all I'ma say, Lo. Remember Chicago, nigga. You only alive because of me, you fucking bitch. Fuck out of here.
Westwood TV, let's go to... Who are you talking about, dog?
He know what I'm talking about.
Let's go to a hot video, let's go.
He knows who the fuck I'm talking about. Chicago. same flag. You know who the fuck I'm talking about, nigga. You only alive because of me. You seen them 10 trucks parked in front of the motherfucking airport? That wasn't for you, that was for me. You'd have got found in the back of one of the motherfuckers, bitch. I let you live by the grace of God. You know what I mean?
I mean, let's not front, you roll crew deep. I mean, that's, I mean, but like, your crew is deep. I mean, I've seen you come through, man.
I mean, we got walls all over the place, but we ain't even got to be deep, man, because we walk a certain way, you know what I'm saying? Real niggas, not real niggas, man. And a real nigga is not going to go through the trouble of trying a real nigga, because he know a real nigga will get down just like he get down. He don't want that headache. He better push up on a soft-ass nigga. Yo, Sam, what's up, man? Man, hold something. I mean, start tapping niggas' pocket. Like, you spot a bitch nigga from a mile away and carry him just like that, you know what I mean? Real niggas recognize real niggas, man. And we give each other that 3 feet. You know, unless you just want to go hard, then fuck it, we all go hard. Ain't nothing to it, you know what I mean? Come on, man, you can't be serious, man. Knuckles black as a motherfucker, man, you know what I mean? I will knock a nigga the fuck out. Straight like that. But I'm a peaceful man. I don't want to fight. I don't even like to fight. But I will fuck you up.
Especially with TV, chilling out with the most realest dog in the whole game, the guy who reinvented the game, the guy who put it on there, man. I mean, you came out at a time when it was all shiny suits, yeah. It was all like sparkly shoots.
Give them their best year ever.
Exactly.
And I'm the only artist to date with 2 platinum albums in 1 year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And what did they do? They sold the company. They invited me into a house and they sold it. Yeah, I am mad. You know what I mean? Fucking right, I'm mad. I feel betrayed, man, but fuck it. You know what I mean? It's a business and I'm gonna carry it like a business. But my music is still my fucking music. And you play my music, you play on my life. You play my life, nigga, you gonna disappear. You know what I mean?
Yeah, things are definitely changing there, man.
Yeah, they got a whole new staff now, so I gotta go in and see what's up. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, a lot of the love I had for wanting to, you know, for wanting to be a part of the industry is not there anymore. I don't even associate myself with the industry, you know what I'm saying? I'm not an industry artist. I'm an artist in the industry.
Mm.
You know?
And you've always stood alone and yeah. You know, bloodline,
you're open. With niggas. You're not going to see me at every party, every industry party, all the clubs. I go somewhere quiet, man, shoot pool with me and my mans and them. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of shit I do. You know what I'm saying? Fuck my remote control cars, jump on the four-wheelers, you know what I mean? I ain't with all that in the club shit, throwing it up and all that bullshit. I ain't got time for that shit, man. You know what I mean? Because then you find yourself doing the same shit every fucking day. What, are you a fucking alcoholic? You know what I mean? Come on, man. Give it a fucking break, man. Live a little, you know what I mean? I play with my kids, man. I play with my toys, I play with my dogs, man. You know what I'm saying? We go somewhere, shoot pool. We do what the fuck we do. You know what I mean? That's why you see us in places that you don't normally see. And you're like, damn, why you here? Well, I'm here because why are you here, motherfucker? You here playing video games. I ain't acting. Fuck. You know what I mean?
Yo, right now, Billy, you're killing me, dog. Right now, you're killing me, dog. So that's the way it's going down. You know what I mean? DMX up in the spot. You know what I mean? Keeping it mad real.
Always. 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 You know? I appreciate, you know, the love you show me. You know what I'm saying? The respect you give me. You know? And every time I come out here, I'm going to fuck with you, dog.
That's fam, baby.
That's what's up.
That's fam, baby.
That's what's up.
I appreciate that, baby.
Right.
Westwood TV, holla.
Yeah. What up, what up, what up, baby?
Yo, it's good to have you up in the house, man. It's street fam, you know what I mean?
It's good to be back, man. It's been a few years, but you know, I remember last time was here, we had a good time, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's really like a cousin you haven't seen for a minute, you know?
Exactly, exactly.
Your favorite cousin who's, you know, overseas is back in the house. What's up, dog?
I'm good, man.
Now,
we had the curse on the radio?
Yeah, man.
Oh, see, that's what the fuck I'm talking about, you know what I mean?
Exactly. That's the way it goes down.
You're motherfucking right.
Exactly.
Oh man, I got my own film company now, Bloodline Films.
Right.
We did the Never Die Alone project.
Okay, now, that's a big situation, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going from like straight out the
patient,
you know, as a hip-hop artist.
I actually went from like a career criminal to a hip-hop artist. You know.
And then from there, you jump into the Hollywood, you know, situation.
Yeah.
And now you're going to film production. I mean, how big is that?
It's as big as the Lord allow it to be. It's as big as the Lord will allow it to be, you know, and I never get big-headed about it. It's a job to me. It's bringing a part of myself to my fans, and I enjoy doing it, you know. Everything else is perks and extra shit, you know what I mean?
I mean, when you say you're producing films, what does that mean?
Like, yeah, well, I mean, I get everybody together, you know. I scout the locations, I find the talent, you know. Get the people to put the money up, you know, and we make it happen.
So what's your project
at
now?
I'm working on a new one. It's going to be a Western.
Okay.
Yeah, because what a lot of people don't know is that 1/3 of the cowboys that were in the West were actually black. So there's a lot of, you know, stories that haven't been told. And I'm going to bring one of them to life called The Money Man.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Now, the influence on hip-hop of TMX in this country, man. I mean, a lot of guys out there really, you know, influenced by how you got down, what you represent, how you kept it raw, how you kept it true to the street, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It cost me, though. It cost me, but I don't give a fuck, because you know what? The fans that do appreciate my music truly appreciate my music. Everybody else can suck my fucking dick. Straight like that, you know what I mean?
Now, when you say it cost you, in what way, man?
Well, the industry is full of hating ass niggas. You know what I mean? It's like they got this new breed of rapper that's paying DJs to play their shit, and you know what I'm saying? They sucking the record label executive dicks, and it's like there's too much of that going on. You know what I'm saying? Let me be me. Let me be the artist that I am and just play my motherfucking music. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Now they want you all up under this, you know, sitting at the going to dinner with them and shit like that, and you know, all that favor for a favor shit. I don't get down like that. Look, I'll give you the music, you give me my money. That's it. You know what I mean? And I know my shit hot, dog. You know what lets me know my shit is hot? My shit debuts at number one every fucking time it comes out. You know what I mean? I know my shit is hot, but then they'll play my shit. These motherfuckers had the nerve to tell me one time. I said, yo, why can't I have two videos playing at the same time? Oh, because we don't want your videos to compete with each other. But then I turn on the motherfucking TV. I ain't gonna say the artist names, but they got three videos back to back. I'm like, you feeding me fucking bullshit, and you sucking these niggas' dicks all crazy, man. Fuck is wrong with you? Yo, I had to punch one nigga in his face and then. And after that, I was like, I'm not going to office no more. Yeah. Cause I don't, you know, I'm a grown ass motherfucking man, and I ain't got time to be playing no kid games, man. So once I see I'm not dealing with a man, and he disrespects me, I'm break his fucking jaw.
Straight up.
Thank you.
You're a mad real dude right there, man.
It's all about respect, man.
Exactly.
I respect you, respect me.
Exactly.
Straight up.
Exactly, dog. That's the way it gets down. That's how we know each other for years.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I respect that.
We can go years without seeing each other. Exactly. Know that when you see me 10 years from now, it's going to be just like you saw me yesterday, baby.
Exactly. My respect for you is like the emotion as well, man. It's like he's a cat with feelings, man. He
yeah.
How you feel, man.
I'm passionate about my shit, man.
Exactly. And you're real with this shit.
Because
you know
I live to write that shit. I mean, this shit just don't come off no fucking la da 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 da. Some, no happy time. This is real life, man. See how many people came to me and telling me that certain songs that I did saved their life or got them through situations that they wouldn't have made it through if that song wasn't there? You know what I mean? How many other motherfuckers get that? Talking about shake your ass, bitch. Put your titties in the air. I mean, they don't get that shit. They ain't rappers, they crappers.
Yeah, man. You're affecting a man's struggle on the street.
Exactly. Exactly. And any man who's scared to show his pain is not a man at all.
Exactly. Short joint plan has captured that pain, man. You live the life, man.
And I'm still living it, baby.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's the thing with you, X, man. Like, you got the Hollywood in the bag, you've earned that film money, and you're still real.
Exactly.
You ain't lost your base.
Nope.
You've touched the street, man, and you're the same dude I met from day one, man.
And I plan on staying that way forever.
Yeah. So what keeps you grounded? What stopped you getting Hollywood out of
that? I fuck with the same people, yo, and I walk the same way.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't allow myself to get caught up in what everybody else is doing. Fuck the Joneses. I don't want to keep up with the Joneses. You know what I mean? I'ma do me. You know, I love my wife. I love my kids. I love my dogs. I love my cars. First and foremost, I love my Lord.
Exactly, man.
You know what I mean? Exactly. He got me here doing this, so, you know what I mean? I gotta get down for him.
Yeah. I respect that, man. I mean, your music is great,
but he's
power.
Yo.
Like, this joint playing in the background, I always set my parties off with this.
Exactly.
It's like, the pure heat.
Yo, for real, even even today when I rock that shit at a fucking show, yo. They go crazy. They go crazy. They go crazy. But yo, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mosh pit type of shit. Yo, this is, I'm looking for it to be the single, because I'm working on my next album right now, called The Industry. And I'm going to tell everybody what the fuck is going on in the industry. Straight like that. I don't give a fuck who don't fucking like it.
It's so hidden from you, man. Unless you're in it deep, you don't understand the politics.
Exactly. These motherfuckers offer you gifts, then charge you for them.
Oh,
you know? Hey, X, we just bought you a bracelet. Now look at my P&L report, and, you know, I get charged for it. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? You know what I mean? I could buy my own fucking gifts.
Exactly.
You know, I go in the office and, oh, X, how's your kids? Motherfucker, don't ask about my motherfucking kids. Because if you really cared about my kids, you sign up for that motherfucking check to help my kids eat.
Fucking with a nigga like me.
It's like a lot of cats are talking about this, you know, this like mixtape format of getting out for new artists.
Yeah.
But before you came out, you was on so many collabs.
Yo, I got
a hood of tapes with you just on everything.
I got a fucking award for the mixtape artist of the year.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. I respect that, man.
That's actually what blew me up, blowing down everybody else's songs.
Yeah.
I heard Angie Martinez on the radio like, yeah, you know, you guys, but who is that last guy on the, you know what I mean? You know, so she big up to Angie Martinez, you know, because she was showing me mad love before I even had a record deal.
Yeah, man. I remember Flex, man. I mean, he was just tunnel material. Every one of your joints was tunnel banging.
Yo.
You know what I mean? I've never seen the tunnel tear down like that. That was a hit.
Yo, dog, we shot the video in the tunnel.
I was there, dog.
Yo.
I turned up at 6 o'clock and had trouble getting at 6 o'clock. The tunnel was moving up until 11.
That's the fuck up, yo.
Leon Cohen said, you want to come down with me to the tunnel? I said, what time you going? He goes, I'm going to get there like about 9 or 10. I said, I ain't coming with you, dog. Long coming down at 6 in the morning.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Yo, I performed that song 12 times in a row. Back to back to back to back, and they loved it every fucking time. Yeah.
That's the way it goes down.
I see you.
X-Man, now what was your favorite time of performing, man? I remember he was on tour with
Jay-Z. The Hard Knock Life Tour. But I'm going to tell you the best show. I was over here. I did a 10-day tour over here. A couple weeks ago? And I did Slipping. And what I do is I tell her, I say, turn all the house lights off. And I say, everybody with a lighter, light it up. And this has to be... I don't know, man. The most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. All these people, everybody had a lighter. It just looked like I was, I don't know where it looked like I was at, but I felt extremely peaceful, dog. I was like, oh my God, I've never seen it like this before, man. Just everybody had a lighter, the lights was out, and it was riding with me, you know what I mean? Hey, I'm slipping and falling. Oh my, yo. That was one of my best shows. Yeah. And I love the way, you know what I'm saying? I want to thank everybody out there that's been to the shows that I did out here. The way they rep for my man Kato. You know what I mean? I appreciate that, man. Thank you. Thank you, man. He's looking down on us right now, man. Yeah. Exactly. Right out the way the hood at. You know? Exactly. Those that I call my friends. What? We miss you, A.L.K. You know, so we gonna wrap this up right, alright?
Only know how to be one way. That's the dog. I know how to get down, know how to bite.
Father, thank you for making us righteous and accepted through the blood of Jesus. Because of that, we are blessed and highly favored by you. We are objects of your affection. Your favor surrounds us like a shield. And the first thing that people come in contact with is our favorite shield. Thank you that we have favor with you and man today. All day long, people go out of their way to bless and to help us. We have favor with everyone that we deal with today. Doors that were once closed are now open for us. We receive preferential treatment and we have special privileges. We are God's favorite children. No good thing will he withhold from me. Because of God's favor, my enemies cannot triumph over me. I have supernatural increase and promotion. I declare restoration of everything that the devil has stolen from me. I have honor in the midst of my adversaries and an increase of assets, especially in real estate and expansion of territory. Because we are highly favored by God, I experience great victories, supernatural turnarounds and miraculous breakthroughs in the midst of great impossibilities. We receive recognition, prominence, and honor. Petitions are granted to us even by ungodly authorities. Policies, rules, regulations, and laws are changed and reversed on our behalf. We win battles that we don't even have to fight because God fights them for us. This is the day, the set time and designated moment for us to experience the free favors of God that profusely and lavishly abound on our behalf. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, yo, this is Top Dog Grand Champ, DM motherfucking X, and you checking out Westwood TV. You turn that channel, and I'm gonna break your fucking fingers, all right?
Thank you, sir.
Y'all heard it. The D. The M. The X. Most Def. Straight from the gut. Yeah. Rest in peace. R.I.P. DMX. Originator. Never an impersonator. No diggity, no doubt. I love DMX, man. As I said, always keeping it 100. You know, and you have to respect the man for that. Without a doubt, man. You know, you can't hate on that. You can't. Because, you know, his flow, you know, his whole existence, man, is the heartbeat, the straight up heartbeat of rap. You know, so I know to oust him, you know, and admonish him from, you know, the charts or from the existence of the roots of rap, is highly insulting, man. It's highly insulting. But I want to try to continue a little bit with my man DMX, a little something. Some more interviews, you know, some more coverage from back in the day. I think you'll find it quite interesting, and I just want to flow right into it. I don't want to hold it back.
Double platinum. But before he gets here, take a look at this little piece I want to show you. It'll tell you why everybody's screaming, "Where my dog's at?
Where my dog's at?"
If there was a defining characteristic to hip-hop in 1998, it was the Jiggy Factor, an aesthetic of unapologetic flash, cash, and glamour that ruled everything around us and made hip-hop even more relevant in this strange political climate. But of course, for every movement, inevitably there exists a counter-movement, and no one embodies this exhilarating energy more than rapper DMX, a gifted lyricist many compare to the late Tupac.
I always dreamt that I would make a big one. I never thought it would happen, but everybody dreamed about it. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I loved it. I wish that was me. I never thought it would happen. I was like, they would just never understand me. You know what I'm saying? Because I knew I was hot. I knew that wasn't the reason why they just didn't understand. I was like, the world must not be ready for me. You know what I'm saying? And
as an adolescent in Yonkers, New York, DMX was naturally, almost instinctually drawn to hip-hop.
You know how it is in the hood. You either rap, you know, do the beatbox, dance. You got to do something because hip-hop, you know, it's a lifestyle. So you got to fit in some type of way. You got to fit in there somehow.
Well-versed in old-school history, DMX borrowed his stage name from a hip-hop artifact.
DMX is the beat machine. I used to beatbox. You know, took the name, kept the name. You know, because I was, like, still a beatbox when I was rhyming. When I first started writing rhymes, I was still a beatbox, so... Yeah, I thought beatboxing would never go out of style.
After a turbulent and isolated childhood, man's best friend also became DMX's.
I love pit bulls. Those are the only dogs that I have. I've had other dogs, but I mean, ain't no dog like a pit. You know what I'm saying? Their attitude. You know, their attitude is like, you might break both of my legs. You might break all of my legs, but I'm still gonna bite you. And I'm still gonna continue to try to bite you. As long as I can move, as long as I can breathe, I'm gonna try to finish you, money. You know what I'm saying? And then they mad loyal. You know what I'm saying? When I was growing up, I ain't had no friends. You know what I'm saying? But that my dog, and he was just like me. He was my only friend, I was his only friend. We needed each other. You know what I'm saying? We needed each other. I learned how to be a friend by having a dog. You know what I'm saying? The dog shows you how to be a friend for real.
Although his music delves into the deepest and most complex issues of Black America, at heart, DMX is a simple man.
You know, enjoying life, you know, doing things like this, playing with my dogs, getting old cars, hooking them up, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, be with my family.
What's up? It's Kimora. I'm chilling in a limo here with DMX. How you doing?
Good.
We're on our way to Carbon to celebrate his platinum album, It's Dark and Hell is Hot. And how do you feel about your album? How do you feel about the success of your album? It's platinum.
I love it.
Damn near double platinum.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I'm enjoying the success. You know what I'm saying?
Tell us about your latest video.
One that's out or one I did?
The one you just did.
I did a video for the Belly soundtrack.
And who shot that?
Hype.
Hype Williams.
Yes.
Is
very.
He
going to
do all your videos? He's done three.
Well, nah, I wouldn't restrict myself to one person doing all my videos. You know? Right. But I'm going to work with him.
All right. I want you to take a look. We have some more stuff on Hype, some videos he's done, his latest work, Belly, and latest video that he's done for DMX. Take a look, Hype Williams.
Check it out.
To cast Belly, Hype chose to work with his favorite rappers, DMX, Nas, and Method Man.
The reason why I picked DMX to play the lead in this film was it had nothing to do with him being a rapper or him being a amazingly gifted writer. It had more to do with his ability to deliver.
I go through a massive transformation, you know what I'm saying, from a cat who thinks it's all about money, you know what I'm saying, and wants to chase the dollar, strictly the dollar, to an individual who understands what life is really about, and therefore changing my route. Ooh, and that rhymes.
And are you up for any more parts right now? Are you reading for any other parts?
Yeah, I got a few scripts, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah,
a few scripts?
I got like seven.
That's more than a few.
I ain't really, you know what I'm saying? But you know, I'm not gonna really get what I'm worth.
What are you worth?
I think a lot more than what I'm...
A couple million? Definitely, right?
Easily, at first.
We're going to keep talking about Belly, and if you'd like to come to New York and catch the Belly premiere...
The Belly premiere.
Belly premiere, and hang out with DMX. T-Boz, Terrell Hicks, everybody
Nas,
else.
Method Man, my man's in there.
Check out what the big boys had to say. They're going to tell you how to do this.
All right. Yeah.
It's Kimora again. I caught up with Irv Gotti, head of A&R Def Jam. How you doing, Irv?
Hey, what's up, Kimora?
Irv is responsible for signing DMX, the man behind DMX. Tell me about that.
That's my man. I've been with DMX for like 10 years. So as soon as when I got the nod and, you know, I started working at Def Jam, I signed him. He was the first thing I really wanted to sign. That and helping bring a Rockefeller over.
Is he difficult to work with, or how is he? We want to know.
X is, well, you was with him tonight. Look, X is... X.
My experience, I know, is different than yours on a daily basis. I've had enough today.
X is the best way to spend. And what I mean by that is just sometimes he's hard, sometimes he's easy. But X is a beautiful person, man. I love X. And once everybody that knows him, you're forced to love him because he's a good person. It's just that he has demons that he deals with sometimes.
I'm going to keep talking with Irv Gotti. I want you to check out this week's Hot Flick. It's Kimora again. I caught up with Onyx and the family. I'm chilling here with Sticky Fingers. What's up?
What's real?
Tell me what brings you out tonight.
My man DMX, you know what I'm saying? Today's platinum party, so we had to come show love, bottom line, you know what I mean?
And how do you feel about his album going platinum?
I feel like it's a damn shame his album went platinum. I don't think his album should have went platinum. I think it should have sold like 5 mil straight up. You know
All
what
right.
I'm saying?
I'm going to stay here with Onyx, talk to them a little more. I want to show you this piece on Missy Elliott and her protege, Nicole.
Get out, y'all. I'm all right. Hot as hell in here, huh?
It's very hot, but it's a hot party.
Oh, man, I'm sweating like a slave, though.
Congratulations.
She got a double platinum.
That's true.
1.9. They say it's double platinum. They say it's platinum, but it's double platinum.
All right. And how do you feel about the success that DMX has had?
DMX is one of the greatest poets of all time. People don't realize it's certainly of our time. And what he's saying about our time, like the science that he's dropping and the poetry that he's writing is so important.
All right. Well, there you have it from the man who definitely knows. I'm going to stay here and talk to us for a little while. I want you to check out the 411 with Pierre.
What's up? This is Pierre with the 411, 911, and Star 69 in hip-hop. Well, to end the summer with a big bang, Sean Puffy comes through a fat, fat, fat party in East Hampton, Long Island on Labor Day weekend. On hand for Puff's all-white gala affair were some of the biggest names in show business, including Heavy D, Penny Marshall, Andre Harrell, Quincy Jones, and even Titanic heartthrob Leonardo DiCaprio. Well, sources say partygoers sipped champagne and jammed to the music all night long until dawn. You hear me? Puffy's partying days may be over for a while. Well, the rapper and CEO is in training for his big screen debut this fall. He'll be shooting Oliver Stone's On Any Given Sunday, which also stars Al Pacino, LL Cool J, Bill Bellamy. Where's my name at? Why forget me? In other news, hip-hop mogul Russell Simmons says designer Ralph Lauren is biting his style. Yo, Ralph, don't bite my man like that. In an interview with the New York Post, Simmons accused the billion-dollar company of stealing one of his top designers, Matthew Parr. This after Lauren broke off talks of buying Simmons's Fat Farm clothing line. R. Kelly fans, pay attention. R. Kelly will drop a new double CD entitled R at the end of this month. With 14 hit singles in 4 years, including the Grammy Award-winning hit I Believe I Can Fly, R. Kelly is preparing 28 new cuts for R. The diverse album, which features everything from ballads to hip-hop to radio-friendly pop.
Yeah. Big props, Russell Simmons, you know, DMX. But I want to get back into the guts. You know, like they said, that they made mention of his acting skills. You know, so, you know, I don't know if many of you know, but I know, you know, DMX, yo, he made the movie Belly, no doubt, yo. You if you saw the movie, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Cause he come like that, yo. I just want to play a little clip, you know, so you can kind of like see a little bit of his acting premise. You know what I'm saying? Just a little snippet of that, man. It's classic DMX, you know, because that's the way he gives it. You know, DMX, multi-talented, man. And you need to hear a little bit. It's him and Nas. Belly.
I knew it was something else. What's up, man? Yo, son, the fucking feds hit us today, man.
What?
You know what I'm saying? They got fucking Mark Anons out there in Omaha, and the feds in front of my fucking crib right now, man.
Shit.
They fucking probably got quiche, man. This shit is crazy, man. And this stupid motherfucking knowledge, man, as soon as he gets knocked, calls my crib from out there, man. What the fuck is wrong with this nigga? That's your man. That's your man.
You sure it's the feds?
Stog, you think I don't know the fucking feds when I see them?
Yo, you paranoid, man.
Yo, you kind of calm for somebody that's supposed to be on the run like me, man.
Oh, come on, you think I gave you up or something now? What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
It's Keish right there, man. Come on, let's go call her real quick. I need a payphone, man. I need a payphone. I can't use no fucking regular phone, man.
Let's go to Linden real quick.
Let's do it. Come on. What the fuck, man? All the money is out there. You know what I'm saying? It's too hot to go back. Damn. It's Keish again, man. Gotta call her, man. What's up? Yeah. Not for a while. Yeah. All right. I'll be there in a minute.
What's up, son?
You got her, dog.
How you know it's done?
She says she's sick. She don't even talk like that, man. Fuck it, yo. You know what I'm saying? Take what we got, pull it down to your nephew crib in Jersey.
All right.
take the car, hold the car, you know what I'm saying? It's new, so niggas ain't gonna know it's mine.
All right, man, I got you. Yo, I gotta get the fuck out of here, you know what I'm saying? I got no dough for Ox. Shit, you gotta tell Keish what's up for me, dog.
No doubt, don't worry about it. I'm gonna see you, all right?
All right, all right.
When it rains, niggas get wet, you know? Dog, you the only one I got in my corner, man. Don't cross me.
Got you.
Come on.
Real talk, real talk. Like I said, classic DMX, man, in the rap game. Getting it, boy. You know, multi-talented, skillful, man. No, willful, man. You better look out. You better look out. I want to play just one more clip, man, because this is classic. My man Rankin, man, you know, the original Don Dada, kicking signs, man, with the D, the M, the X, yo.
Jamaica's good.
Yeah, Jamaica's good.
Yeah.
Jamaica's very good.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm really here to talk about us.
Kick the rascal out, Barna boy.
No.
Talk about what? We are talk about.
And that new shit they talking about on TV? That brown shit?
Joking, yeah, Joe.
Dead ass, man.
Can't deal with that,
man. Yo, I've been planning this for a minute, you know what I'm saying? I got the spot out of town, you know what I'm saying? My man and him is out there already. His girl is a cop. And the niggas that said that, you know what I'm saying? Niggas is hashtag, you know what I'm saying? Part-time hustler.
So you want me to put you up on that?
Yeah, you only got to know that I can get it.
Talk me, yeah, you hear me? Right now, you're kind of hot, you know. I don't want to ask. I don't want to fuck with you because you are. The police all are watch you. See? The feds good all watch you, right? Blood clot, no.
I ain't going back to jail, dog. I ain't going back to jail. Next time the county or the state see me, it's going to be in the back. I'm thinking you was a real dread, man. You scared because you good?
Hold on. You come into my house. Don't you ever bring scared business to me. You're looking at the toughest rascal Jamaican in the United States of America. I run shit. I kill for nothing. And I make lots of money. I deal with the business. Don't bring that shit to me. Again. You hear me?
I'm saying, though, it wasn't like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get on, man. I'm hungry. I need this change. You know how I get down, man. You know what I'm saying? You know how I get down, dog. I need the shot.
So you think you can handle that?
I know I can. I know it.
I got to think about it still. You understand? I'm not going to say I'm going to do it, but I'm going to think about it. You understand me?
Yeah. So just help a nigga out, man. That's all I'm trying to do, man.
Remember, you owe me a big,
anything,
I mean,
anything,
a big pussy clad favor. You understand me?
Anything. I ain't going to let you down, dog.
Hey, it's Keish. Where are you?
As you can see, mad smooth, you know, delivery, you know, hey, the chivalry, you know, classic DMX, man, straight from the gut. No diggity, no doubt, man. You know, he gives it to you from all angles. You know what I'm saying? Jingle jangle, baby, you know? What's that? Whatever. You know, it's what up. So, like I said, you know, DMX, classic rap artist, you know, a hell of a performer and actor, you know. So, you know, he kind of like circled the market perfectly, you know, especially coming from the streets, you know. That takes a lot, you know, with Money in Your Mind, Vernon, Yonkers and stuff like that. Rough area, man. You know, very rough area. And I think it's a testament to, you know, that, you know, even the hardest of the hard, you know, can get in it. You know what I'm saying? But and he never let himself be, you know, compromised by industry, the industry. He always kept it 100, man. And I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, I'll always love him, give him a shout out, and tons and millions and zillions of fans will do the same. We've always got the D, the M, the X from him. No doubt. And I tell you, I just think about, you know, some of the smoothness, man, you know, and the grittiness, man. It's crazy. It's downright crazy that, you know, he was so talented, man. And like I said, for him to die the way he did, you know, it was very sad. It was very sad because, you know he was battling. Like they said, he was always battling demons and stuff like that. So, you know, I want to send a shout out to his family. You know, to him himself, rest in peace, you know, because, you know, you were one of the founders, you know, DMX, for real, real talk, man. And like I said, you know, hey, I guess it was our pleasure and our joy to have you with us as long as you were with us, you know, and I just want to always, you know, let that be known. Because, you know, you don't run across many like DMX. You really don't. I don't care what nobody says, you know, there's only one DMX. I mean, very classic. Very classic. You know?
Watch this, my yo. You see, I saw. This is the ghetto. I keep it strong, see? Pure separation. You understand? Pure separation. This are the ghetto, you know, we go out of the slum. See? This is where I man born and grow. You have to pick up the gun, don't you have to survive, see? And you have to be the fittest of the fittest, you know, see, to survive. But because you see, I man live like a king in America, this is where I man come from. You know, so me I deal with.
Yeah.
I man just feel hurted for them you down here. Yeah. I feel hurted for them, see? And I try my best, eh? Things can change. See? But anyway, no worry about it. See?
Yeah.
We come to Jamaica to celebrate the rebirth of Kingston finest, the Grand Gas. See? Up our place called. Out our place called Jamaica Gates.
Jamaica Gates, huh?
I'm gonna make you fuck a fat Jamaican pussy tonight. You can't angle it? You can't angle it?
Nah, you get the sandwich, baby.
Them girls long as a shape, them pussy front of you. Make your dick get hard like Rockweiler. You see what I'm dealing?
Once again, man, Tony Rankin, man, I love that brother, man. Rest in peace to him also, you know, the cool, rich Jamaican, you know what I'm saying? Straight from the gut, no diggity, no doubt. But, you know, he was also kind of smooth, you know, Keisha, you know what I'm saying? You know, from Belly. Let's hear a little bit, you know, of where she was coming from, where, you know, with the brother, man, because, you know, he was classic, man, with the way he handled his women.
Hello?
Hey, yo, Keisha, what up? It's Knowledge right here. Where the fuck that nigga Tommy at?
He's out of town. What's wrong with you?
The fuck you mean, what's wrong with me, bitch? First of all, the motherfucking feds done bum-rushed my motherfucking crib this morning. Second of all, I ain't heard shit from nobody. Third of all, they probably got your fucking phone tapped and know where the fuck you at, you stupid bitch.
Bench? Who the fuck you calling a bench? You the bench once Tommy finds out about this.
Like I said, classic, man. You can't get around it, man. But it's like I like you say, he always gives us know the word and how it's going down, man. That's DMX, man. Much love. Much love. He always gave it, man. And I tell you, man, that well, we need to be thankful for that. Very thankful. Because he did it.
You don't nobody up here. You don't fuck with nobody up here. And I
don't believe. Hello? Who dick you sucking?
Don't call me with that bullshit, all right?
You lying to me, B.
Yeah, exactly.
Who dick you sucking? Come on, B. I just heard some shit about you, some foul shit. Fuck is the deal?
Suck my fucking dick, you bitch ass nigga.
No, you explain it to me, bitch. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know nobody up here. You don't fuck with nobody up here, and I ain't been fucking with nobody. Yeah, I don't know nobody in fucking Yonkers.
Lying ass bitch, you ain't shit. Do I got to holler his name too?
Who the fuck is he?
Bitch, you fucking him.
Down. It's on till it's gone that I got to know now. Is you with me or what? Nigga trying to get me a nut. Cause honey's gonna give me.
Till next time.
I'm politicking with this shit.
It's the O.
From a creeper. Little hood rap bitch.
The Z.
Jamaica coming through.
The Oz. That's me.
She was a thug cause when I met her,
Brooklyn.
She had 5411.
Brownsville. Urban View.
She was 11 with curves.
Y'all know what we do.
Remember me from way back. I'm
but we through.
That motherfucker that TNT used to blaze it. Still here, so it's all good. Oh, you know my niggas rich and them doing their thing on 35th day. It's a small hood and it's all wood, so let me get that number. I get up, alright? Hit you on the jack later on, see what's up. Talking to shorty made me wanna do something nice. Looking at that ass made me wanna do something tonight. And I know right when I see right. Shorty looking like she tight, she bite. Let it give a nigga the green light. When every game's it being played, how's it going down? It's on till it's gone, then I got to know now. With me you what? Nigga tryna get me a nut. Just cause hunters wanna give me the buck. What type of games are being played? How's it going down? It's on till it's gone, then I got to know that. Cause you with me you what? Nigga tryna get me a nut. Just cause hunters wanna give me the buck. What?
I'm getting that shorty like what you need, what you want. Want for nothing, cause I got you, but you front. I see you with your baby father, but it don't matter. Since you gave me the pussy, that ass is getting fatter.